Welcome back to Bonnieville, where the Oil Barons are 2-0 winners here this afternoon against the Bonnieville Pontiacs. Joined now on the postgame show by Mom head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, it was a quick start for your hockey club and a big effort from your goaltender, but I thought overall today it was a very complete team effort, and were the boys physical enough to your liking here today, Tom?
I didn't think so, but we gutted it out, so I'm proud of the effort that we gave for. I thought the first 10 minutes we were real good. We jumped on them, and then just you know, I thought that we were maybe a little bit selective when we wanted to compete. When we knew we were going to win races, we got there, but we tended to sit back a little bit. We spoke in the pregame that, you know, if you want to put pressure on these guys, you know, they will cough pucks over, and I thought that when we did that, I thought that we established territorially advantage. But really, when all the chips are down, you're going into the third period with a 2-0 lead on the road, you want to play smart, and I thought that we played extremely smart. We hemmed them into their own zone for huge chunks. And other than really the penalty at the end, they didn't really have a lot of great scoring chances. Credit to Suits for coming up with some very crucial stops, and also for our guys to keeping them on the outside.
Tom, it's a Sunday afternoon in Bonnieville. How important was the quick start to really jump on this team who is fighting for their playoff positioning as well, and they knew how big the 2 points up for grabs were this afternoon?
Yeah, anytime you can come into Bonnieville and get points, it's a testament to your club. You know, it's a difficult rink to play in. They're fighting for that third spot with Spruce Grove, and we're fighting for, you know, first with Whitecourt. So, you know, for us to come out of this road trip with 2 out of 3 wins is great. But the thing that I want to guard against is, you know, I'm going to look back today. I'm going to drive into Edmonton and celebrate my dad's birthday with him. And I'm going to think about, geez, if we could have only maybe got that one Friday night, the difference in the road trip. But I don't want to take away from that right now. Our boys did a great job. We gutted it out. And we're one step closer to getting playoff ready.
Tom, I asked you Friday night after the game if that was maybe the wake-up call that the team needed. Did you feel and like the way the team responded over the final 2 games of the road trip?
Yeah, I did. I mean, listen, Friday was what it was. We had 53 shots. We had 23 scoring chances. We just didn't bury. And I don't think that we respected our opponent. You have to respect everybody. You fear no one, you respect everyone is sort of the motto you use. But, you know, for us to bounce back and get a good effort yesterday and dominate the way that we did, and then to come in here and again, as I mentioned, a tough building to play in and to shut them out, it was good to see. And, you know, when you can have success against a team that you might potentially see later on in the year in playoffs, I mean, that's always, a bonus as well. So great job by our players.
Tom, we could talk about Brandon Ralph for days, but his line mate, Mateo Aiello, now goals in back-to-back games for him. What have you liked from Mateo of late? Have you seen his game improve as the season's worn on? Because he was a player that went through a real dry spell there for a while at the midway point of the year.
Yeah, and I think, again, we don't put statistical expectations on players. I mean, as long as Maddie is using his speed, being smart, thought that he did a good job for the most part today, just winning battles and trying to be as physical as he can. Sometimes it doesn't matter the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog, and he's a little guy, but he likes to compete, he likes to chip pucks, he's quick, and he just adds that dimension to that line. And again, it was a great play cross ice with Ralphie and Tubes, and at that time to give us that 2-0 lead was huge.
Tom, as you move into the final weekend of this season, how do you address your lineup and the bodies that you got? Is it an effort to try to get everyone in at least maybe once over the last 3 games?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've got, Woody's out with an injury. Will is out as well, so we're going to try and get those guys. At the end of the day, it's the best 20 guys that'll start dressing. I mean, we will have, an important weekend. Again, 3 tough opponents in Spruce Grove, Drayden Valley, and Whitecourt. So, again, it's another audition for us moving forward into the playoffs. We've said it time and time again. We want to ensure that we're playing our best hockey when March 9th rolls around or later than that. So you appreciate the buy-in from the players. I really think that, there are times this year where I may be hard on the players and you expect a little bit more, but it's all about accountability. And I think that to a man in our dressing room, everybody knows what's expected of them. They're just as disappointed as we are as a coaching staff when we don't maybe put forward the effort. So it's important to bounce back, and we've done that time and time again. And it's a credit to the leadership, a credit to the younger players that we've had in our lineup, the character, and just that relentlessness that we've been stressing since we got back from that Christmas break. And, we played some pretty you know, gosh darn good hockey here in January and February, and we want that to continue. Because we think that we've got a very special group in that dressing room.
They certainly do. One player who's still out is Toby Shatler. I asked Toby, he told me when he had his walking boot on that he was still good to go and he could have played.
It's not going to affect his feet.
But is there a timeline on Toby's return?
There's not. And that's just one of those injuries. It's almost better just to break it because then you get a cast. They tell you it's 4 to 6 weeks. You can take an x-ray and then you know when it's okay. With an ankle sprain, it might feel great and then you might step in a rut. And then you're right back to square one. So believe me, I don't think there's anybody that wants to play more than Toby. So we'll play it by ear. He's obviously still not skating at all. So, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Tom, just lastly, how important is it next weekend to not only have a strong effort in the three games, but to play the way that the team needs to play and systematically and get geared up for a playoff push?
Well, the effort is what we're concerned about. Sometimes you can't control the result because there's too many other factors. But what we can control is how we prepare and how we get ready and how we perform out on the ice. And our players have been committed, you know, from the first day of training camp this year, and we've talked to our players about every single day. You know, we want to, you know, we set the bar the first practice, and we said we want to push the bar a little bit every single day. We don't need huge leaps and bounds. We don't want to take days off. But if we've got 23 guys or however many guys are in that dressing room, and everybody pushes a little bit, it gets a little bit easier. You know, I think the one thing that you appreciate as a coach at this time in the season is a lot of times we don't even have to say anything on the bench. The players know themselves. So the players are coaching themselves. They understand what we expect of them. They don't want to let their teammates down. So when guys, unfortunately, when the puck bounces or they lose a battle, you know, it's the players that are holding each other accountable. So, you know, again, it's a good sign moving forward. I think that we've established a good culture, a strong culture in our dressing room, and that'll hopefully propel us to have some success in the playoffs.
Tom, appreciate you taking the time as always. Congratulations on the big win, and wish your dad a happy birthday for me.
72, eh? Yeah. So if he's listening to this, he remembered what station it's on, so Alzheimer's hasn't said it.
There you go.
I was bugging him today. He answered the phone. I said, that's always a good sign. But no, I appreciate it because he's you know, he's a loyal Oil Baron fan, and I know he listens to the games and he watches them on Fast Hockey, so I might have a cold beverage with him tonight.
Oh, there you go. We'll wish him happy birthday for me, okay. And appreciate it as always, Tom.
Thanks a lot.